The Vote Yes on One campaign is getting the word out with ads like this.
Our Everglades are threatened. Not just these magical places, but the plants and animals that make it their home. And the drinking water supply for 7 million South Florida residents.
Campaign manager Will Abriger says citizens took action because the legislature hasn't done enough to fund conservation efforts.
Amendment 1 draws on an existing revenue source that's been the historic source of funding for water and land conservation for decades. The legislature diverted those funds, and what Amendment 1 will do is restore them and give them constitutional protection.
The amendment will be funded by revenue from documentary stamp taxes, known as dock stamps. The dock stamp fee is paid every time real estate is sold in Florida. Revenue from dock stamps has been used to protect water bodies, drinking water sources, and wildlife habitats for more than two decades. The revenue funds a lot of other programs and services, too. But Abriger says the amendment will have little or no impact on those.
Amendment 1 sets aside 33% of the existing fee, so this is not a new tax. That's the first thing. It's very important to remember. There were times when more than 50% of the dock stamp was used for water and land conservation.
Government watchdog Florida Tax Watch hasn't taken a position on the amendment, but Tax Research Vice President Kurt Winter says putting this kind of spending into the Constitution instead of state law limits flexibility when the legislature creates the state budget.
There may be a general revenue shortfall, but 33% of dock stamps is still going to have to go to that area. The legislature does a lot of things to balance a budget. There's a lot of different ways they can move money around and decide how much spending to go in certain areas. So this kind of just ties their hands a little bit more.
If the proposal were in state statutes instead of the Constitution, lawmakers would have a lot more flexibility. Winter says in five of the last 11 years, the legislature put more money into environmental causes than is required by the amendment, because funding also comes from places like general revenue. So while the amendment requires a minimum percentage of spending on water and land efforts, lawmakers could decide that's all those programs will get.
It could be that, okay, 33% is going to go for these programs, so that's how much money we're going to spend. It's not assured, in our view, and also in the legislature's Economic Development Office that did the financial impact statement on this, that this will increase spending for any of these programs.
Lobbyist Karen Woodall has no issue with the goal of Amendment 1, but she too disagrees with putting budgetary items into the Constitution.
When you're locked in the Constitution, you can't change them except with a 60% vote after either the legislature or the public puts things in the ballot.
Woodall has other concerns about the amendment as someone who lobbies the legislature on issues related to health and human services. Dock stamp fees fund everything from transportation to affordable housing programs to oyster management and restoration.
So when you take a percentage out of the monies raised from the dock stamp, you're going to squeeze other things that are funded using the same dollars.
The amendment has supporters and opponents across political parties. Florida's Republican Senate President and House Speaker oppose it. Former Florida Attorney General Bill McCollum, also a Republican, is speaking in favor of it.
We really do need in the state to have a dedicated tax fund for that purpose. You know, sometimes legislatures get other priorities in their minds at the moment, and they don't provide a consistent source of funding for some of the critical things that really are needed now, not 10 years from now or 15 years from now when it may be too late.
Will Abriger with the Yes on One campaign believes the amendment will increase funding for water and land conservation and says people shouldn't worry about it being placed in the Constitution.
Amendment 1 is really less than 1% of the $77 billion state budget. The first year it's projected to generate about $648 million. Surely we can set aside at least 1% of our state budget.
60% of voters will have to approve Amendment 1 in order for it to pass. I'm Gina Jordan in Tallahassee.